proposition is what I really want to get at tonight. And it sounds mystical, I think, in a country like ours, at a time when something awful is happening to a civilization. When it ceases to produce poets. And even more crucial, ceases to believe in the report that only poets can make. People, millions of people who you will never see, who don't know you, will never know you. People who may try to kill you in the morning, they live in terrible darkness. That if you have that funny, terrible thing that every artist can recognize, but no artist can define. You are responsible to those people to lighten that darkness. It doesn't matter what happens. You are being used in the way a crab is useful, the way sand certainly has some function. It isn't personal. This force that you didn't ask for, that destiny which you must accept, is also your responsibility. And if you survive it, if you don't cheat, if you don't lie, it is not only your glory, your achievement, it is almost our only hope. Because only an artist can tell. And only artists have since told. We have heard of man, what it is like for anyone who gets to this planet to survive it. What it's like to die or to have somebody die. What it's like to fear to death. Fear. To love, to be glad. Hymns don't do this. Churches really cannot do it. The trouble is that all of the artists can do it. The price he has to pay himself, and that you, the audience, must also pay, a willingness to give up everything. To realize that although you spend 27 years acquiring this house, this furniture, this position, although you spend 40 years raising this child, these children, nothing, none of it belongs to you. You can only have by letting go. You can only take if you are prepared to give. And giving is not an investment. It is not a day at the bargain counter. It is a total risk of everything. Of you. Of who you think you are. Of who you'd think you'd like to be. Where you think you'd like to go.